I want winners. I want people that want to win.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
You got to put your money where your mouth is, Pete.
It's not gambling advice. Hello and welcome to Not Gambling Advice. It is Tuesday, May 23rd. I'm your host, Peter Apple, and Not Gambling Advice is sponsored by Prize Picks. Use code JUSTBASEBALL when you download for a full instant deposit match on the best daily fantasy app. In this episode, I got you for three MLB best bets, but let's do a quick recap of yesterday because we had another 2-0 sweep of game picks. We cashed the under 9 in Giants versus Twins after a terrible start. The Giants scored 4 runs before Bailey Ober got his first out for the Minnesota Twins. Luckily, that's all the Giants did, and the Twins just added one more and the game ended on 5 runs. We cashed the over in Tampa as the Rays scored 6 runs early off Chris Bassitt, and the Blue Jays chipped in 4 of their own. Unfortunately, Nolan Arenado looked lost at the plate and went 0-for-4. Chris Bassitt allowed 6 runs, but only 2 of them were earned. We hate losing Prize Picks entries, but it was only a 0.2 unit loss. Let's continue to build today with 3 MLB best bets. Our straight plays record is 70-53 plus 11.88 units. I'm using BetMGM lines this season. There's a link in the episode description to get started with a risk-free $1,000 bet. You can also use code JBFANS if you're betting on MLB games. Wager $10 on any MLB moneyline and receive $100 once the bet is settled. BetMGM is also giving out bonus bets every Wednesday and Saturday. So if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, definitely do it today so you can get your bonus bets today and tomorrow. And then, of course, moving forward. The first game is the Chicago White Sox versus the Cleveland Guardians at 6:10 p.m. Eastern. The pitching matchup is Dylan Cease versus Logan Allen. These exact pitchers matched up 5 days ago, and the game ended with a 3-1 Guardians win. Dylan Cease threw a quality start, and Logan Allen skated by on 7 hits while only allowing 1 earned run. There were plenty of runners left on base, and both teams had an XBA, or expected batting average, of .262 or higher. They had 15 hits, but only 4 runs. When the familiarity is there and the offenses get another chance to score, runs usually cross the plate. Dylan Cease finished second in AL Cy Young voting last year, but has not looked nearly as effective this season. The spin rates and velocity on his pitches are down across the board, and he's allowing the hardest contact of his career. His strikeout rate is his lowest since 2020, and he's leaving too many pitches middle-middle. I assume he'll bounce back at some point, just based on past history, but when he's been historically worse on the road and the Guardians just saw him, I don't think it happens today. It may not happen all year, as he has a 4.54 xERA and 4.20 FIP compared to his 4.79 ERA. I would tell you his past stats against the Guardians, but Cease isn't close to the pitcher he was last season. The Guardians had a .299 expected batting average in the last matchup. That was also without Jose Ramirez, who is 5-for-18 with 2 doubles and a .299 expected batting average against him in his career. This Guardians lineup has been dreadful this season, but matchups against fastball slider dominant pitchers who allow hard contact are where the Guardians can be successful. That's when I targeted them last season, and it's bound to revert soon. Logan Allen also skated by in his last start against the White Sox, who are in their far better split against left-handers. The White Sox have a 106 WRC plus against left-handers this season, but they have been much better in May, raising that to 142, good for 5th in baseball. Allen has been great from a production standpoint, but his xERA at 5.09 is cause for concern, and it's on the back of a lot of hard contact. The White Sox rank 7th in hard hit rate against left-handers and just saw him 5 days ago. They should come in with a better plan. Nobody in the White Sox bullpen scares me at this point. They should have some of their solid arms available, but I don't think it'll matter much. I still expect the Guardians to be able to score late. I think the White Sox have plenty of success with Allen, but at least 1-2 runs can be scored off the Guardians' bullpen. The model has this capped at 9 runs, which I feel would be the total if this game before didn't end 3-1, and yesterday's total was 3-0. Progressive Field ranks as the 6th highest run-scoring environment out of 15 ballparks today. We should see at least 8 runs, but I do think the game ends 5-4. So the pick is the White Sox versus the Guardians over 8 at minus 110. It's 1.1 units to win 1 unit. St. Louis Cardinals versus Cincinnati Reds at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. The pitching matchup is Adam Wainwright versus Graham Ashcraft. This total is very high for a reason. While both pitchers are popular names, I doubt either turn in a good outing. Adam Wainwright must hate pitching at Great American Ballpark. Last season, he threw twice there. allowed 11 runs and 10 and a third. In 2021, he threw there once and allowed 7 earned runs in 2 and 2/3 innings. In 2019, he threw there twice and allowed 10 earned runs in 10 innings on 16 hits. In 2017, he allowed 12 runs in 6 innings over 2 starts. In the years I skipped, he didn't pitch a great American. I could keep going further back, but I think you get the picture by now. It's a strange phenomenon. He continues to get blown up in this park, no matter who is at the plate. I keep wanting to believe in Graham Ashcraft, but he continues to let me down. He relies on a cutter and slider to get outs, which hasn't worked. When the velocity difference is just 8 miles an hour between his offerings, hitters can sit on a certain speed window, making ABs against Ashcraft easier. He needs to develop something soft to throw hitters off timing, but he doesn't have that offering yet. He's rocking a 4.84 ERA and a 4.51 xERA this season, and his walk rate has spiked to nearly 10%. He faced the Cardinals once last season and allowed 9 hits and 4 runs in 4 and 2/3. In May, the Cardinals ranked number 1 against right-handed pitching in WRC Plus at 123 and number 2 in OPS at 814. Ashcraft is walking into a very tough matchup today. Both bullpens were heavily used yesterday in an extra innings battle. The Reds have 5 solid bullpen arms, and all were used yesterday. The best of the bunch, Buck Farmer and Alexis Diaz, threw at least 28 pitches yesterday. The Cardinals also used 4 of their best relievers, with Andre Pallante and Ryan Helsley throwing at least 23 pitches. While both bullpens are solid, they are not rested following these starters. Great American Ballpark is the second best hitter's park after Coors Field, and it ranks second in terms of a run scoring environment on Ballpark Pal today. It's supposed to be 80 degrees by game time with some light cloud coverage. Great day for baseball. The model has this game capped at 11 runs, so we see plenty of value at 9.5. This is easily playable at 10, but lower your unit size if it gets to 10.5. So the pick is the Cardinals versus the Reds over 9.5 at minus 120. It's 1.2 units to win 1 unit. Our last game is the Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Atlanta Braves at 7:20 p.m. Eastern. The pitching matchup is Bobby Miller versus Spencer Strider. We're going to fade a rookie on the road in their debut. It's a system that has been very profitable this season, going 4-1-2. The only issue is the first 5 money line is expensive at the current price. We are playing a line that doesn't match the system exactly. That's why you won't see me lay juice, but it's still worth a play. Bobby Miller is one of the Dodgers' prized pitching prospects. This will be a must-watch game as both pitchers will routinely touch 100 miles an hour. When Miller comes up, he'll rival Hunter Green for the most thrown pitches at 100 miles an hour. However, just because he throws hard doesn't mean adrenaline won't get the best of him against a Braves team that just lost the first game of the series. Here's a preseason outlook on Bobby Miller, which you can find more information on our top 100 prospects list on justbaseball.com, where Miller comes in at 32. Yet another electric pitching prospect in a loaded Dodger system, Miller has a good chance to be the best of the bunch. 3 potentially plus pitches with solid command and impressive size slash athleticism on the mound paint a picture of a potential frontline starter. Miller's surface level stats may not be as sexy as some of the other pitching prospects in this ranking tier. However, the Texas League and Pacific Coast League are 2 of the most difficult spots in the minors to pitch. Most importantly, Miller set a career high for innings pitched at any level, tossing 109 and 2/3 frames while maintaining his high-end stuff late in the season and late in games. It's about health for Miller as he battled some minor arm issues this spring, but if he's right, Miller is a middle-of-the-rotation option with a chance for more. So, pitching in the PCL inflates your ERA due to the run-scoring environments. He has 12 strikeouts and 6 walks and a 5.65 ERA and 14 and a third over 4 starts. While the stuff is electric, he's not doing well in AAA. He projects to be a very good starter one day, but let's see how he does at Truist Park, one of the harder environments to throw at. On the flip side, we have Spencer Strider, one of the best pitchers alive. He threw once against the Dodgers last season, tossing 6 shutout and striking out 7. The Dodgers have a phenomenal offense overall, but I'm interested to see how they do against Strider. I think they'll be able to piece together a few, but I have much more faith in the Braves' offense. The Braves should come out hungry. This is a very important series for both teams, and they just dropped the first game. The model is telling me the line should be at minus 120, so we aren't on the right side of value, but the model rarely shows a first 5 lead over minus 125, so they still have the Braves winning through 5, and we're going to ride the system, and I love it even more that the Braves dropped that first game. So the pick is the Braves through the first 5 innings minus a half on the run line at minus 145. It's 1 unit to win 0.69 units. Make sure to tap into our Twitch stream today at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, where we go over all the games, we go over the model, and then we welcome on all of our talented MLB handicappers to give their picks. We had a great stream yesterday, and hopefully you'll come along and watch. It's definitely a blast, but again, really appreciate you listening. If you could rate and review this podcast 5 stars, whether that be on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for listening, but remember, it's not gambling advice.